The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Yeah, I'm doing it live. Rich is here, lightly screening the phone calls, 844-967-2789. And I've heard the saying in life, good fences make good neighbors. I guarantee Gary's neighbors got some fences built. But have you heard the story about Samuel Alito and his neighbors, this little tiff, and we've got some new sound? If you haven't heard it, let me tell it to you on your way home. This story first broke at the New York Times. Justice Samuel Alito today appeared to compound concerns about the bombshell New York Times report revealing a flag associated with the January 6th insurrection and the Stop the Steal movement was flying at his house just before President Joe Biden was inaugurated and while the Supreme Court was reviewing a 2020 election case. He flew his freak flag. He's showing you his true colors, people. A little bit. Alito, whose far-right positions include writing the majority opinion in the Supreme Court case overturning Roe v. Wade, having infuriated and frustrated the left, once again has found himself the subject of apprehension over his impartiality and grasp of ethics norms. In a rare move, the embattled justice, who now faces strong calls for his ouster, spoke immediately to the news media to address those issues. Was it the news media or was it Fox News media to address those issues and revealed what he said was the story behind the decision to fly the Stop the Steal flag at his home, claiming again, it's his wife. Oh, the dog ate my homework. It was my wife who put up the flag. You're a Supreme Court justice. You don't have any say about what the wife flies in front of the house. You couldn't say, hey, baby, that one might cross the line. I'm actually proceeding over January 6th trials right now. Could we not put a Stop the Steal flag in front of Justice Alito's house? Here's what's being reported. Alito seemed neither remorseful nor cognizant of the great ethical and credibility violation the act represented. According to Shannon Bream from the Foxy News, I spoke directly with Justice Alito about the flag story on New York Times. Shannon Bream reported late Friday morning via social media. In addition to what's in the story, he told me a neighbor on the street had an F Trump sign that was within 50 feet of where children await the school bus. In January 21st, Mrs. Alito brought this up with the neighbor. According to Justice Alito, he's not Justice Illegal yet. According to Justice Alito, things escalated, and the neighbor put up a sign personally addressing Mrs. Alito and blaming her for the January 6th attacks. Justice Alito said he and his wife were walking in the neighborhood, and there were words between Mrs. Alito and a male at the home with the sign. Alito said the man engaged in vulgar language, including the C word. She wrote, following the exchange, Mrs. Alito was distraught and hung the flag upside down for a short time. Justice hung the U.S. flag upside down for a short time. Do you know what that's representative of, people? Just think about that for a minute. That is a Supreme Court justice's wife hanging the flag upside down. Now, Justice Alito said some neighbors on the street are very political. Aren't you demonstrating yourself to be the same, sir? It acknowledges it was a very heated time in January of 2021. Now, the Bulwark's Bill Kristol chastised Bream, noting she got Alito's side on the story without trying to see how it compares with the accounts and recollections of others involved. If only the anchor had the resources of a news channel to seek out the truth. Well, it's just me and Rich here on a Friday afternoon. But we're throwing the full devil's advocate's resources at this. We've actually got the neighbor's version of how this story goes. Rich?
The neighbor's name is Asia Carlson.
Asia Carlson. And we play this for you because Fox News won't. You should get the complete story. Here is the neighbor's telling of the Alitos and their flag.
And I've noticed that the flag does go up. But normally, it's normal, except for that one incident. It seemed, well, it was wrong.
Let's keep going.
Well, I was very glad that she wrote the article because it made my memory think back, and I think people should know that. That's disrespectful.
One more.
I think that Justin's is definitely biased. Alito, Samuel Alito, is definitely biased. That's my opinion.
Here is more commentary. Attorney Robert Denault. Interesting claims by Alito. Not sure it's reasonable to think any person would react to a neighbor disagreeing, even crassly or rudely, over Trump by hanging an American flag upside down. Does not feel credible to contend Alito's upside flag was divorced from MAGA symbolism. Alito speaks to Fox about New York Times report, continues to attribute it to his wife, but does not explain why his wife's reaction to the F Trump sign and being insulted was to hang an American flag upside down in the days after January 6th. This being questioned by a CNN contributor. Suburban neighborhood disputes happen all the time over lawn care, noisy children, Christmas lights, all sorts of things, mostly dogs pooping on my lawn, but I continue. Not many instances of an escalated response being a now very politicized symbol of military distress. Friendly reminder, the entire GOP and Fox News is screaming on practically a daily basis that Judge Mershon needs to recuse because of the work his adult daughter separately does, says National Security Attorney Brad Moss. But yeah, this is no biggie. 844-967-2789. What do you think? Justice Samuel Alito still can be a private citizen. But is it appropriate to hang the American flag upside down? Distress? Because the neighbor put an F Trump sign up? Is this what we do in America now? Just wondering. 844-967-2789. Cam from Nina. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Firstly, it wasn't the dogs pooping in your yard. It was CJ. If you squinted closely, you might have recognized that it said, you did, didn't you, Crudy? And,
you know, Cam, we used to have our studios right on University Avenue in Madison. And literally on street level, you could walk up to the glass. And it was evening. It was dark. One night I'm doing the broadcast right in the window. And CJ comes slamming up against the glass. And I did note there was some poop in the yard, and I do suspect CJ.
That scrambled my brain. Just a massive egg walking up and just doing that, defecating near a radio station. I don't know what logic goes through someone's head.
I don't think he actually did that, but he did slap a sign up on some Joe Biden, F Joe Biden sign. He did put a poster board on the window, but the crapping, that's just alleged at this point.
What a classy man. What a classy gentleman. Marjorie Taylor Greene, back to her before we go back to Alito. She looks like a sleep paralysis demon. I think an Irishman would weep if they could see her because she looks like a poorly peeled potato. For Alito, I don't I think, are they serving at the pleasure of their party? No, right? Because they're civil servants in general for the government itself.
Lifetime appointments.
So I don't think they're supposed to have that on display.
You know, that's an interesting point, Cam. I don't want to get too far off on personal insults. I usually leave those for Dom when he's here. 844-967-2789. But is it appropriate? Hell to the no. No, you give up the right to, I'm not saying your First Amendment rights, as a Supreme Court justice, you have the right to an opinion. And I'm not saying anyone gives up their right to an opinion because they get a lifetime appointment. And certainly you can have your own political point of view and be a reasonable jurist and hear the arguments and, you know, look through the lens of the law and precedent, although they seemingly have no issue throwing out precedent. But no, I don't think it's appropriate to ever hang the flag upside down in distress and then blame it on the wife. Because you knew she was doing it and you were okay with it. Or, you know, you fear your wife, as most husbands do. 844-967-2789. Mike from Muscadet. How you doing, Mike?
Yeah, hey, how's it going? We got a big celebration out here. Get out here for the Mushroom Fest. But anyways...
the good mushrooms,
say,
Mike?
I've done a few in the past. I think so is Uncle Joel. But anyways... Talking about our wonderful vice president with her vulgarity, how is that submissible? That's disrespectful to the office that she holds. And you talk about Alito?
Come on, Mike.
Man.
Trump swears constantly. Do you swear, Mike?
Get out to the Mushroom Fest and do a few.
I would love to. Where is the Mushroom Fest?
Like, it's in Muscadet, Wisconsin.
And it's this weekend?
Because I might as our vulgar vice president.
I have no qualms with vulgarness, Mike. It's the FCC that has the issues with the vulgarness.
Really? Is that appropriate for a sitting vice president to use the F word?
As appropriate as it was when Donald Trump did it. You know, Mike, maybe not. Here's what I would point out. Did you ever hear Barack Obama accused of dropping an F-bomb on an open mic? I mean, Joe Biden might have said it was a BFD. But Barack Obama, great man, never accused of adultery or paying off a porn star, any of that stuff, you know? Worst you can say is what? You haven't seen his long-form birth certificate? He wore a tan suit? He's the wrong color? Come on, man. Don't compare my guys with your guys. Your guys fall short. More devils.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I looked him up. He tells no lies. Mike from Muscadet. It is Muscadet Morel Fest. This weekend, starting today, 5 p.m., we are in the midst of Morel Mushroom Fest in Muscadet. I mean... it must be hopping in that town, Mike. Going to happen also all day Saturday, May 18th. Fireworks at dusk. That sounds quite exciting. Friday evening includes an antique and farm tractor pull and a car cruise in. Here's the problem. Going up to the lake. The lake's north. Muscadet is west. Wrong direction, Mike. I'm not going to Muscadet. I'm not going to the Morel Mushrooms. And you know why? It's not because it wasn't a kind invitation, and I wouldn't have a beer or two and trash talk some politics with you, Mike. But when I was a kid, I went out to the sandbox in the backyard, and I ate some mushrooms. And my mom didn't know what kind of mushrooms they were, so she assumed the worst. And I got... and it's gross to say, got the old finger down the throat, you know. I got to see the mushrooms both enter and exit. Let's just put it that way. And, you know, for some reason, it's part of negative association with the mushroom in my mind. And as an adult, you know, like if there's mushrooms in food, Like some Chinese food I won't eat because it's got mushrooms. No, thank you. Shiitakes or whatever they use. But I avoid mushrooms whenever possible because, you know, once you've had a stomach-turning event like that, I think you would avoid those things for the rest of your life. That's what so shocks me about the Trump supportive is, you know, they're not weak of stomach. They want, oh, thank you, sir. May I have another? Give me another heaping helping. Rich, you got a mushroom story?
Not a mushroom story, but I have the same reaction to cooked spinach. I can eat it raw, but I had a very bad experience as a child with cooked spinach, and just the smell of it now will send me to dry heaves.
There is, or once upon a time, and my youngest son is soon off to college. I'm very proud of him. He's become a fine young man. And when he was a kid, our preferred daycare center was Little Red Preschool, and I'm sure it's still there. Well-run. Teacher Scott, shout out Teacher Scott, had both my kids. And I've joked, you know, it was like paying a second mortgage. It was expensive when two kids, and it's very hard for those that deal with the economy with young kids. But when we had young kids, there wasn't yet opening, or maybe we hadn't found Little Red, I forget. But we explored other options, and we found this preschool, and it smelled like cabbage. Like cooked cabbage. And it was the worst smell, Rich. And he would go in this joint and you'd, oh. And my son was never like excited to get there. Like when he got Teacher Scott, he was excited. Teacher Scott was super cool. He actually does a radio show on WMOV. Shout out again, Teacher Scott. But less so when I'd take him to the cabbage smelling preschool. So I started thinking of this place as Guantanamo preschool. And I mean, he maybe had to go 2 or 3 weeks, but like dad couldn't drop him off at Guantanamo preschool because it always smelled like cooked cabbage and he never seemed happy. And I'm just like, oh, we gotta spend more money or do better. He will turn out to be one of those three named mass murderer sorts. And here's the problem. Karsten Michael Crute. Who's going to get blamed for that one? Me and cooked cabbage. So I also avoid the cooked cabbage, just sort of in the spirit of Guantanamo preschool. I don't know what that place is called, so I'm not besmirching a specific place, but in my mind, Guantanamo preschool. You know, I haven't had a home-cooked meal all week. Like, I like to cook. I'm a cooker. So, normally, the smells of the cooking, not usually the cooked cabbage, but smells. And never mushrooms. Although, I will cook mushrooms for the wife. She likes the mushrooms. I just don't eat them. It's hard, though, because I'm never quite sure. You know, just throw them in a pan, throw some butter in there. Hope they cook up right, because I'm not trying them. No. But the magic mushrooms. When I was a younger man and had those youthful indiscretions, the magic mushrooms were the dried mushrooms. And I don't know if you know, but the magic mushrooms are actually grown on cow poop, I think. Dung, I think the proper term. Doesn't enhance the flavor or the aroma, if you know what I'm saying. So I've already got an aversion to mushrooms. But I hear the magical qualities are sort of cool, and I want to achieve that at least couple times in my life as a young man. So I found myself sort of grinding through these dried poop flavored mushrooms. And you know, I can just tell you this. I am highly reactive to the magic mushrooms. Like I always what's the word? Trip balls. I always do that. Like it is something that as much as The perfect sunny afternoon of my youth was filled with the vibrant colors of the magic mushrooms. It's the negative association. I mean, it is a negative thought. But some of you have heard me tell the story of Coon Creek and the riot that happened in La Crosse It was only a riot because, you know, the cops were wearing riot gear and they were looking for a fight and we gave it to them. But that riot in La Crosse, Coon Creek, if some of you younger people are unaware, this happened long before my sons were born, thank God. But there's still VHS tape out there playing in Shooter's Bar in La Crosse tonight of that riot. They're still playing it. Ask Dana. He'll tell you. Up in God's country, up in La Crosse. But that was a riot fueled by the magical mushrooms and the vibrant colors and the energy, the core energy so many of the youth had that night. And it inspired a story that made it on CNN and national news. My parents, foster parents, they called me and said, "Hey, did we see you on the news?" And at that time, I was using the Shaggy defense. It wasn't me. "Well, it looked just like you." You know, later, that's what my defense attorney said before he said plead guilty. Showed me the videotape, and he looked at me and goes, "Well, that looks just like you." I said, "Well, don't I look different on mushrooms?" Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, a happier happy hour. Yeah, you better get this out of your system, Rich, before Dom gets back. Then it's nothing but rock and roll all day long. He'll be back on Monday. If you hadn't heard the news, apparently someone at the Wisconsin State Capitol found the weed plants we were growing up there and the tulips. I'm not saying they were mine, but I commend the effort. I'm sure it was one of our listeners, and they have not yet discerned if it was legally hemp or cannabis, the marijuana, the devil's lettuce, but I'm pretty sure that was the good stuff. 844-967-2789. Got a little sidetracked by Mike from Muscadet. Had me talking about Truman Days. A few of the text line people, and I appreciate that you can use the text line for both calls at 844-967-2789 and text like this. Alito blamed the wife. Was she involved in the J6 like Mrs. Thomas was? Interesting question. Another texter says Alito's full of it for bringing his wife into this, but if it's true, you're telling me the two most conservative members of the court have no influence over their wives, question mark? No wonder they want to take their rights away under the law. Yeah, that would be ironic, would it not? So anyways, use the text line or use the phone lines, but let's talk a little bit more. Texter says, "Crudy, you need to write a book." I got a book in me. I feel I do have a book in me. Another texter says, "What is the statute of limitations on crimes committed at Coon Creek Days riot? Which year was that again? 87, 88, or 89? Technically, it was the spring of 1990. Signed completely and totally short-term memory guy anonymous. Yeah, like you were there. I bet you were. I attended two of those years in legal drinking age at none of those years, and remember very little. Yes, in 1990, I was 20 years old. I was in the bar all day that day. 844-967-2789. If Mike from Muscadet, the mushroom dude, if you're still listening, Mike, what did Dick Cheney say to Pat Leahy on the Senate floor? One of the text line people's like, "Go F yourself," right? Talking about VPs? Saying go F yourself. Dick Cheney is like a hero to you guys. Well, until he, you know, fathered Liz. 844-967-2789. Want to come back to the Alito story. If you haven't heard this one yet, this is breaking. Apparently Alito, apparently his wife, if you believe who he's blaming on Fox News, Alito put up an upside down American flag. I would point out, Donald Trump was in Waukesha about 2 weeks ago on a Wednesday. First flag I saw when I got to the Waukesha Fairgrounds, the Expo Center, first flag flying. It was a Confederate flag with the Gadsden snake on it. That's the sort of stuff they fly at the Trump rallies. You know, they're not really hiding it, kind of waving that freak flag all the time. But anyways, here's the coverage. Upside down flag flew at Justice Alito's house after neighbor dispute. Blame it on the neighbor, too. In the fraught weeks after the January 6, 2021 assault on the U.S. Capitol, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito Jr. flew an upside down American flag at their home. Didn't he also have the flag at his home? I know he's blaming it on the wife. I blame stuff on the wife sometimes, but she knows and I know it's usually my fault. But anyways, his wife flew an upside-down American flag at their home during a dispute with a neighbor over anti-Trump yard signs, according to a statement from the justice in interviews with neighbors. The upside-down flag has long been used as a sign of distress, as well as protest by liberals and conservatives. At the time, it had been embraced by the supporters of the Stop the Steal movement, who falsely claimed the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump. Some rioters displayed it when they stormed the Capitol to disrupt the formal certification of Joe Biden's victory. And the flying of the flag at the justice's home, which was first reported Thursday by the New York Times, has prompted calls for Alito to recuse himself from a pair of high-profile January 6 related cases that the court is set to rule on in the coming weeks. Here's a little prediction from Crudy. He will not recuse. Whether Trump has immunity for his efforts to remain in office after losing the 2020 election, and let's not forget, Alito was one of the, let's not talk about the actual facts of the case, let's throw out some far-flung hypotheticals, right? Certainly showed a willingness to extend some sort of Trumpian immunity. He's not going to recuse, but I keep reading. And whether it was proper for the Justice Department to use an obstruction statute to charge the more than 300 who rioted that day. Now, neighbors and acquaintances of Martha Ann Alito, that must be the missus, said they have never heard her espouse election disinformation or support for the January 6 attack. But they also said the flag was displayed on the front lawn of the Alito's Fairfax County, Virginia home soon after a dispute that appeared to have political dimensions. Neither of the Alitos responded to the Washington Post. Nobody did reach out to Foxy News this morning. The justice said in a statement to the New York Times, "I had no involvement whatsoever in the flying of the flag. It was briefly placed by Mrs. Alito in response to a neighbor's use of objectionable and personally insulting language on yard signs." Now, a woman who lives down the street from the Alitos, who, like other neighbors, spoke on the condition of anonymity to protect their privacy, said her adult daughter had brought home signs from a protest and propped them up against her bushes in the front yard. Another neighbor, who said the signs appeared in late 2020, said that one had Trump's name on it with an expletive, and the other carried a message along the lines of, "You are complicit." Even if Alito is complicit, I can see why he might find that personally objectionable. No one likes to be called out by a yard sign. Now, the house sits at the entrance to a quiet suburban cul-de-sac the Alitos have called home for more than a decade. The neighbor who described the placards said they didn't mention the Supreme Court justice explicitly, but the wording of the latter one prompted some residents to wonder whether it was a dig aimed at Alito, a staunch conservative who frequently sided with Trump's position in cases before the court. Well, maybe if he showed some judicial independence, they could draw a distinction. But I read on. At the time, the Supreme Court was deciding whether to take emergency action on the case related to Trump's efforts to block Biden's victory, and passions were running high about the election and the January 6th. Yeah, because your side's making up lies and believing them. Or not. You know, it's not like we were looking to overturn the election for the favor of Joe Biden. You know, you got a kind of get the narrative correct, but at the time, the Supreme Court was deciding whether to take emergency action on the case related to Trump's efforts to block Biden's victory, and passions were running high. In an interview Friday, the mother of the woman with the sign said, Martha Ann Alito was passing by her home one day and made comments to her daughter about them. A heated back and forth ensued, but the mother had said she didn't know what was said. The daughter, who does not live in the Washington area, did not respond to requests for comment. Alito told Fox News reporter Shannon Bream, and we also reported this here, that he said his wife spoke with the neighbors about the sign shortly after January 6th, but the conversation did not go well. The neighbors then put up a sign directly attacking his wife and blaming her for the J6 riots, Alito alleged. He did not say what the sign said, according to the news station. Now, I hope that's not a faulty memory. Alito told Fox that someone living on the property got into an argument with his wife and called her a crude, derogatory word for a woman. The C word has been alleged elsewhere. He said his wife was distraught afterwards and wanted to make a statement, so she hung the flag upside down. Alito said he couldn't tell his wife what to do, and the neighborhood has been very political. One neighbor interviewed by the Washington Post said she first noticed the upside-down flag in January of 2021, and it remained up for 2 to 5 days. The neighbor said she never saw anyone raise the flag or lower it when it came down, and Martha Ann Alito never told her what message she was trying to send. They did take a picture of the upside-down flag at the U.S. Capitol on January 17th of 2021. January 6th, 2021. Apparently, they were flying the flag and took a photo of it at the Alito's home on January 17th of 2021. And the incident has once again plunged the Supreme Court into controversy. It's almost like you've got some polarizing figures on that court. Can't keep their politics out of it. 2 years after the revelations that Virginia Jenny Thomas, the wife of Clarence Thomas, pressed Trump White House officials to overturn the 2020 election results and said the contest had been stolen. Now, Clarence Thomas has refused subsequent requests from Democrats and experts on court ethics to recuse himself from the January 6th related cases. Why recuse? You know, I have strong opinions about these cases. Some Democratic politicians and court accountability groups made similar calls Friday for Alito to recuse. If you didn't hear Crudy before, he's not going to. Arguing that the upside-down flag at his house raises questions about his impartiality and created the appearance of bias. I think Alito, and I cannot support this with anything other than conjecture, but in Crudy's opinion, Alito leaked the Dobbs decision. You know, they never did find the leaker. It was the justice. It was Alito, or it was one of his aides, one of his paralegals, or whatever you call them. But no one did it without the boss's permission. This did not escape the Supreme Court. No one's career got ruined over this. It's because it was one of the justices, and they didn't look too hard. But anyways, here's a statement made by Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries. Alito must recuse himself from cases involving the 2020 election and former President Trump. Congress should immediately consider legislation to impose an ethical code of conduct on a runaway Supreme Court. Now, asked at the White House briefing whether the president believed Alito should recuse, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that this is something for the courts to decide. Well, they get to self-govern. Isn't it great? I wish I was a Supreme Court justice. I could self-govern. I could decide if, no, I'm not conflicted. Never conflicted. I've got such a great mind. Even when I demonstrate a pettiness and I flip the flag upside, oh, that's not me. That's the wife. Because she's always there to blame it on. And if not her, it's the dog's fault. Now, the federal recusal statute, according to the Washington Post, that applies to all judges and justices, requires the justice to disqualify himself in any proceeding in which his impartiality might reasonably be questioned or where he has a personal bias or prejudice concerning a party. Check, check. The court's new code of conduct, adopted in November in response to ethics controversies, separately prohibits justices from engaging in political activity and directs them to act at all times in a manner that promotes public confidence in the integrity and impartiality of the judiciary. Well, what's it going to say? Well, these are past crimes. By the way, court employees are regularly reminded that they may not publicly support or oppose a partisan organization or candidate, including through the display of signs or bumper stickers or stating positions on social media. So that is the HR demand of the staff. But, you know, they're above the law. And if they're not, Alito's certainly going to be willing to say Trump is. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Come on back with us. Rich will screen your call very lightly. We know it's past the happy hour. It's a happier happy hour, and you can be a part. 844-967-2789. Call us, and then go pick up the fish fry.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's past 5 o'clock. I guarantee if Dom was here, he'd be drinking tequila out of that coffee cup. Hope you're enjoying something out of a coffee cup, a mug. You know, whatever you're drinking out of, hope you have a wonderful and safe weekend. Dabney Coleman, actor, has passed. He, of course, of 9 to 5 fame. That's why the song, Thank You, Rich. Dabney Coleman, a veteran film and television actor, known for his roles in 9 to 5, Boardwalk Empire. I really liked that series on HBO. I had forgotten he was, you know, sort of a notorious character. I think the Colonel, they called him. And he was also in Tootsie. He has died at 92. Coleman died on Thursday at his home in Santa Monica, according to a statement from his daughter, sent to CNN by the late actor's manager. My father crafted his time here on Earth with a curious mind, a generous heart, and a soul on fire with passion, desire, and humor that tickled the funny bone of humanity. As he lived, he moved through this final act of his life with elegance, excellence, and mastery. A teacher, a hero, and a king, Dabney Coleman is a gift and a blessing in life and in death, as his spirit will shine through his work, his loved ones, and his legacy eternally. Man, that's a hell of a nice public statement. When I'm dead, Rich, I hope people say half as much nice stuff about me, at least publicly. You know, I know privately they're gonna trash talk, but publicly, if you could just say nice stuff. But a little more trash talking for me before the show's over. It's Friday. I'm going to give you one more grievance. Remember, we've been talking about the Samuel Alito and the F Trump sign in the neighbor's yard. And what was the excuse? Called Shannon Bream over on the Foxy News, one of the blondes, just assume she's blonde, and said, well, my wife was so upset because the F Trump sign was out there in the clear sight of the kids at the school bus, right? That was part of his excuse. That was part of his rationale. Trump, the F Trump sign that was within 50 feet of where children await the school bus in January of 21. Except here's the problem with that explanation, Rich. Kids were remote. They didn't have school in January of 2021 because of the pandemic. There was nobody out there waiting for the school bus. Other commentators criticized the arrogance in Alito's explanation. Best part of the Alito statement, the most perfect distillation of his entire worldview, is him saying that it's his neighbors who are very political. Not the Alitos, of course. The ones who went through the trouble of flying the coup flag. That was according to MSNBC host Chris Hayes. Might be a little political himself. The Alitos are victims of rabid, nasty ideologues everywhere they go, but they have no animus or ideological drive. It's everyone else. Isn't it always everyone else? Sounds very Trumpian, doesn't it? That a Supreme Court justice is so thin-skinned that neighbors saying vulgar things cause him to allow his home to fly a treasonous flag is not reassuring at all. This man has no business on the Supreme Court, period, wrote former associate White House counsel and Protect Democracy founder Ian Bassin. And according to New Yorker's Susan Glasser, the new details made things worse for Alito. Fascinating thread with Justice Alito's direct excuse, she wrote on the Twitter. Remarkably, he admits the upside-down flag flown at his home was a direct response to his wife being mad at the neighbor's F. Trump sign, i.e., an explicitly partisan gesture. Yes, explicitly. So, here's my recommendation. Take the weekend off from the politics. Maybe go check out the mushrooms down in Muscadet. I hear they're good. Not sure if they're magical, but they're mushroomy, and they're having a big festival down there, and tractor pull, and tomorrow night at dusk, you don't have the fireworks at dawn. Hopefully, you'd piss off some roosters and some sleeping neighbors, I suspect. But the fireworks at dusk in Muscadet tomorrow sounds like quite a shindig. I wish I could attend, Mike, but, you know, it's going to be like 80 this weekend. When it gets that nice, I'm gonna drown some worms. You know, bobber style. Nothing too complicated. Worm, bobber. I don't even know if it will have a hook. I may just tie the line around the worm. Just see if they pull around the bobber for a while. Because I don't want the little ones. Last weekend, I went fishing with the big hook. If you can't get that big hook in your mouth, don't even bother eating my worm. You know, then they just nibble the pieces off. I feel bad for the worm. You know, at least the big ones, one gobble, gone. And I will tan my bald head. It's got to be good for me, right? Getting some sun on the melon. Hope you get some sun this weekend. You know, moisturize before you peel. Tune in Monday. Devil's Advocate Stom will be back. We'll do the greatest radio show ever the way you like us best. Argumentative, full of you-know-what and vinegar. Devil's Advocate style, the way we do it. Hope you have a great weekend, everyone. Get a tan. Get some yard work done. Be good to mama. Have a great one. Rich, thank you so much for all your hard work this week. Thanks for stepping in these last couple days. We'll do it again on Monday. I'm done talking for the weekend. Hope you enjoyed it. If not, you know, Dom's back Monday.
What they call it.